Church is a place where our spirits are fed. Church is a place where our faith gets stronger. The church is a place where we learn to be overcomers. That's what church does for us, hallelujah. So I'm glad when he said, let us go to the house of the Lord, hallelujah. I'm going to be talking about two foundations. I'm going to give you scripture. I'm going to be talking about two foundations and two houses. That's the title, two foundations and two houses. Hallelujah. Now I've been a minister. I was called into the ministry. I hadn't been saved but about 6 months probably when I felt the calling. And it wasn't because I was around people that convinced me that I was called. They mean he convincing them, brother, you need to announce your calling, announce your calling. They don't even know if you got a calling or not. You know, everybody ain't supposed to be preachers. Right? Everybody's not supposed to be preachers. God don't call. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. You know, but everybody's not called to be a preacher as far as a fivefold minister. But everybody is called. They got a calling in their life. Every one of us got a gifts in our life that God places in our life. You know, praise God. But they were putting it on Facebook. Facebook's out there, and I'll post some stuff every now and then. I'll read a few little things, but I never base my life on a scripture quoted in Facebook. Right? Facebook, not where my spirit gets fed. It's not where, you know, my faith grows. And it's not where I learn to be an overcomer. But God, I can be a plainer if I listen to a lot of folk on Facebook. But they put it on Facebook, you know, and talking about pastors pioneering. You know, and it's a persuasion. He said pastors are losing their wives. Pastors are losing their relationship with their families because of church. And I went on and listened to all, read all of it, then I put on there. Because I wanted to encourage those that are called. I said, I've been pastoring for 24 years. I said, I found the call of God. And I said, and when you find the call of God, the grace of God is there. And if you've got the grace of God, you won't lose your marriage. You won't lose your mom and your dad and your relationships and your jobs and all that. As a pipe, I'm talking about a pastor. I put on there, I said, you know, if you're called, then, see, the persuasion in your life to be a Christian, the world has got pressure on you. Your job at times puts pressure on you. Your circumstances at times put pressure on you. Your jobs at times, your wife at times, your husband at times, your kids at times, right? Your neighbors puts pressure on you to fold. Now, I don't think none of them mean to. But anyhow, I put it on there, and I said, thank you, Lord, for being a pastor. I've not lost my wife. My wife thought we need to go take counseling one time. The Bible says you might go through the flood, you might go through the fire, but he'll bring you out to an abundant place. Whenever I was going through, I go through in my marriage. I've been married 40 years. I can't teach you a lot, but I can teach you one thing, that God is a thankful God. And if you stand on His Word, but God, your life will be on a good foundation. Hallelujah. We're not going, God's church is not going out weak. And a sign to this world that God is not God anymore. Because you got genders and transgenders and you got sinners want to preach and you all of that stuff that we will not go along with because we stand with our God that said it in the Bible. And then because we stand with that's why we're not full today. The Bible said that we will live, that there will come a time when men and women will not give heed to sound doctrine. How many knows this Bible right here is what is sound doctrine? This Bible, D, is not my opinion. What I think, what I believe. I've even heard it saying, I'm not going to let them get on Facebook concerning pastors and ministers and say, go pioneer you one. You're giving your fam. No, if you're in the will of God and they have hired you to be their pastor, then you have the grace of God to stay in that place and change that church. You hear me? If God ever raises you up to be an evangelist or a minister of any kind, see, I'm glad that I wasn't born again in the Baptist church that I was going to. Nothing against Baptists. I'm a Baptist. But Jesus met me in that living room. And Jesus saved me. And then when I knew that I was called to preach, I said, God, I said, who do I preach to? You've got the Methodist. You've got the Church of Christ. You've got the Catholic Church. You've got the, I named every denomination. This has been 33 years ago. I named every denomination. There's even more now denominations than there was 33 years ago. And I got down and I'm asking God, I said, God, who do I preach to? I said, Lord, who do I preach to? He said, in every denomination, he said, I have people that have called on me through my son, Jesus Christ. He said, in every denomination, and it broke the power of denomination at that moment when he spoke that to me. I didn't no more think Baptist. I didn't no more think Methodist or Church of Christ. And us as the body of Christ, we have to break that. Because I had to go in, when God sent me to a church, this is not my message, it is my message. See, because you want your life, Jesus is the foundation of your salvation. Right? And you build your life after you get born again somehow. You either going to build it wrong or you going to build it right. You either going to believe right or you going to believe wrong. You going to go by man's teaching or your church's teaching? Listen, if this church teaches you contrary to that word, not your opinion, you don't believe it. Men taught me that women can't preach, but I found God used a donkey. I found that God in the scripture where it says there's neither male nor female, Jew nor Greek, bond or free. I found in the Bible that the first one that carried the message of Jesus to the disciples was a woman. I discovered it. I believe the Holy Ghost caused me to discover it. Not to debate with man, but for me not to limit God. That I can't listen to somebody that God can't anoint somebody like that. That's dumb. I know where the scripture comes from, and I went and read in there why he said, don't let women usurp authority over a man. I read in there, and I went and looked at why did Paul say that? Why did not Jesus say it? Why didn't Jesus say it? Why was Paul telling them Corinthians that? What was it then? Church was not church then like it is now. Like we see it now. We've been going to church 30, 40, 50 years, and we've knew it that way for 30, 40, 50 years. But if you go back down to Paul's days, the women sat on one side of the church and the men sat on the other side of the church, and the preaching was going forth, and the women were asking the men in the services what was going on. Go do some history. Don't take one scripture out of the Bible and make a build a doctrine on it. The Bible says that every word, it will bear witness at least three times in the Bible. So I tried to find it three times. Now I'm getting off of that. Give me that Matthew. Let me see which one I want to go on. because I'm going to be talking about praying this morning. Give me the foundations. I don't know which one it is. It's Mark or it's not Matthew 9. It don't matter. Give me that one. Just put one up there. I'll preach both of them. Yeah, this is the one I wanted. Now, this is Jesus. And he's talking about, this is a parable. He said, let's just see what it says. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, what sayings? This Bible. You don't separate this Bible and Jesus. I'll give you scripture for what I just said. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh, right? Jesus, and dwelt among us, and he was the Word made flesh. Jesus was a manifestation of God. And the scripture will make you wise if you'll just listen to it. Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Right? Okay, Jesus said here, he's telling the disciples, and I'm his disciple. I'm not going to ever quit being his disciple. A disciple is somebody that is willing to go to the school of the Holy Spirit. You're willing to be schooled by the Holy Spirit. You're willing to be obedient to the Lord in the things that he tells you. Right? He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and does what with them? Acts on them. I will liken him unto a wise man. He said, if you take this Bible and act on it, he said, I will show you what that man is like. He is like a wise man. You know what a wise man does? A wise man don't think short term. He don't think about just today. He don't think about how he's going to be spiritually in 3 years. He thinks 20. He don't think just survive now. No. He makes long-term plans. A man that takes this word right here and puts it in, acts on it. Not just know it. James said you can know the word and deceive yourself because you're not doing it. I know I was reading the Bible one time. Now we're going to get on into this. I was reading the Bible one time after I got saved, and me and my wife had a bad history before we got saved of adultery and different things. And I paid for a divorce, borrowed the money, and we got back together the day that we were supposed to sign it. And I made payments on a divorce that I never got. The lawyer wouldn't give me the money back. And so I made payments on it, $25 a week to my boss that I borrowed the money from to get a divorce. I don't remember how much it was, $1,400, $1,500 at that time, something like that. So I paid for a divorce. Satan robbed me. I mean, that was robbed. Well, I was serving him. Because the Bible, Jesus said, if you are not for me, you are against me. Now, a wise man will take that word and say, he won't say, don't judge me. He will take that word and say, bless God, I don't know if I'm born again or not, and I'm against him. Because I don't really know, then I'm against God. A wise man will take that word. Well, I was reading the Bible later, I become a Christian, and this one particular guy, he's dead now, and I got to pray for him and seen God heal him of different things, but I hated him. I'm talking about hate. I'm talking about pulling a gun and sticking it between his eyes and telling him, you've got 3 seconds or you're leaving here. And I didn't mean getting in your truck. I'm at his house. Slams the door and I leave. I get born again. Now, Teresa taught us this morning. You can't tell me about anger, hatred. That was dangerous. That was prison time. That was destroying my family. That if I'd have pulled that trigger, I was going to destroy my family, my friends, their family, forever. And then I would have been sitting in a jail cell forever. Satan comes to kill. That's why we want people born again. Get them out from under the powers of darkness, out from under the power of sin and destruction and killing and stealing over here into the kingdom. Thank God I got born again. I'm a preacher of the gospel. I didn't call myself. I didn't give myself the title. I didn't give myself the unction. But that unction draw pushes me to Him. That unction lets me know that Jesus is the good life. Jesus is the way. He's the way for my marriage. He's the way for my finances. He's the way for the church. But I read in there and it said, love your enemies. And I shut that Bible. And I said, I don't like that. Teresa, she said, what is it? We're 20 in our 20s. Because I want vengeance. I want to pay back. I want somebody to pay. And I shut it, you know, and I told her, I said, I don't like that. What did it say? I didn't know it was in there. Love your enemies. And I mean, I could see people I hate right then. And I shut that Bible and I thought, I will not do it. I can't do it. And I thought, I just ain't going to think about that no more. And so I go in there and I go to pray one morning and I could hear, love your, when you read this word, that's why you need to read the Bible. When you read this word, God says that He plants it upon the tables of your heart. You hear me? He said, I will no more, I will no more put it on tables of stone. He said, but I'll write it in the hearts of, in hearts of flesh, in our heart. We get born again. We read this word. The Holy Spirit takes it just like we do a computer and programs it down into your spirit, man. And then whenever God gets ready to utilize the what He's put in you, He brings it up while you're reading. Every time I go to pray, now a wise man, he said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, I love your enemies, and shuts the Bible and forgets it. That ain't what he said. He said, whoever takes these words of mine, I will liken him to a wise man, built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and what happened to it? He didn't quit going to church. But God, I didn't. Hey, I didn't quit praying. I didn't quit reading. I didn't quit fasting. I didn't quit because I read that. I thought I can't do it. I just can't do it. I didn't know Philippians over there yet. Monty, that said Scotty can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens him. I didn't know that. But us religious folks sometimes, we get up here, we know the word, we can slap it all over you like mayonnaise on a tomato sandwich, but we don't do it. No, we got to be doers. Let's not be deceived in ourselves. We don't want to self-deceive ourselves. I mean, that's terrible. If I self-deceive myself, Nita, that's terrible. You know? No, I got to keep my heart willing and open to the Lord and repentive to God. Hallelujah. He said, and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not. Why? For it was founded upon the rock. How do you get it on the rock? Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and what? Act on them. Do them. I was thinking about praying this morning. No, I pray all the time. I was thinking about prayer. I pray a lot. I talk to God a lot. Not religiously. I talk to Him all the time, actually. If I can't get a boat loose, I say, God, you're going to have to help me with this boat here. I absolutely train myself to, in everything that I do, acknowledge Him. Ain't that what Proverbs 3 says? Trust in the Lord Whosoever takes these word of mine and acts on them, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In everything you do, acknowledge Him and He will direct. I will liken you to a wise man. He said it was founded upon the rock. He said, but everyone that hears these sayings of mine, they leave church and don't do it, shall be likened to a foolish man. I'm not fool. You're not a foolish man. Richard, you're not. He said, but these right here that hears the word of God and don't do it shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. What happened to it? And great was that fall. I have seen it in people's lives get on fire for Jesus, go after Him, fasting and praying and forgiving. I did forgive my enemies. I made a conscious choice. I'm praying one day and that word came up to me again. And I said, Lord, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I didn't feel like I could do it. You know why? Because I wasn't stronger in my spirit, man, at that moment than I was in the feeling and natural and the natural realm. And so I'm like, and the Lord spoke to me. He speaks to you. I mean, I've heard people say, I'm kind of leery of people that God speaks to all the time. And I'm like, I'm kind of leery of y'all that He don't. But God, He does to me. I don't hear no audible voice. I've never heard an audible voice. But the Bible says the Holy Spirit lives within us. Right? The Bible, Jesus taught us through the Word of God that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. That He will teach us. He'll bring into remembrance the things that Jesus says to us. See, I don't know when to apply the Word to my business. When things are not going or I don't know what to do, I don't know when. But if I acknowledge God, He'll tell me when. He'll give me the Word. He'll bring something that I need to do. Well, you know what? He said, you can't change yourself. He said, you got to get in agreement with the Word. He said, agree with me. Just agree with the Word and the Word. Don't the Bible, I didn't know all this. Don't the Bible say that His Word does not return void? Okay, He's telling me, love my enemies. The Word don't return void. That means it won't turn empty if I do it. So I do it, and you know what? Years later, praise God, I didn't feel it right then and all of that. I made a conscious choice right then that I was not going to hold anything against anybody anymore. With God's help, and I would tell Him, I'm doing this with Your help, God. And then I found out the scriptures in there. I can. So I do not have it in my thinking, or you will never hear me say it, I cannot do it. Because I do not find that statement in the Bible, but it's all in the church. I can't come to church. I can't be faithful. My wife, right? My donkey got out. My donkey to kill one of my calves, and I got to go over there and make sure that baby feels good through church service. I got to wrap its ears up. My car blowed up, my bar at Darcy's. If she would have loaned it to us to go to the bars, I would have borrowed it. Right? Probably tried it, and she wasn't a smart woman. I'll borrow it to go to the bar? But I ain't serving a God big enough to get it to me going to the house of God. See, I'm not going to think like the world. I'm not going to act like the world. And I sure ain't going to sit at home and miss out on these things come and descend. I'm on the rock. If God said I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me, then I find out what the will of God, bless God, and I find it. If I don't find it in that Bible, I get him to show it to me spiritually in my spirit man, and then, bless God, there ain't a devil in hell. There ain't no money can stop it. His word don't return void, right? It'll go and do what me and you do with it. I was thinking about praying this morning. And I thought about what Jesus taught them to pray. He told them, he said, y'all just pray in this manner. He said, our Father who art in heaven. And I could just see people praying. I could just see it in my spirit. They go to God in ministry and they say, oh God, you know, ministry's going under if you don't move financially, God. God, you know it's going under. They didn't even acknowledge the kingdom. There they go. I've seen it on Facebook. I started to start preaching and jump up and shout. And I said, nah. I said, I abide in the blessing. My light bill don't run like they're saying. My light bill, Lord, I don't get in agreement with them. But they're going to boycott now and rally against Alabama Power. They're a bunch of ripoffs. They shut their breakers off. I'm telling you, God, people are going to him saying this stuff. God, Alabama Power's ripping me off. My light bill went double. They used heaters. Right? My water bill goes up to 90 and I don't use none. I'm like, oh my God. Teresa, we got to have a leak. Go check it. There ain't nothing running. I just pay it. I just say, glory to God, I got the money, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, our Father, who art in heaven. Oh, you're a mighty God. Yeah. They go to God, oh God, our lights are going to be cut off if you don't move, God. These are not prayers of faith. These are ungodly, unscriptural, none working, get nothing done for you prayers. He said, Lord, he said, Jesus said, he said, pray in this manner. This is the kind of way you need to pray. Go to God. Don't go to him with your troubles first. He said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be. Talking to him about his kingdom. Talking about his will. Talking about four or five times talking to God about not their light bill and water bill. I just imagine, D, she's got to be anointed. See, Christians, and I'm talking to them, I'm helping you, D. Christians got to pay their taxes. And then they go to D and they gripe. I'm telling you, can I use this? Can I use my shoes? Can I use my socks I had from year before last? They taxed me on my soul that I have for 7 years. Why can't I use socks for 7 years? And these having said there, God help me, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm not walking in this walk alone. Christians should not go to their tax people. I'm not just talking about these poor people with a bunch of grippers. All they're trying to do is help you. Right? I help people. I mean, I try to help people with their garage door. Are you serious? It's that high? It was $99 last year. That was 17 years ago. And so I've thought about it this morning about taxes. Jesus said, render unto Caesar, pay your taxes, and don't gripe about it. He said, render unto Caesar what Caesar's, and unto God, that's your tithes, your offerings, that's a car you need to buy somebody, or their groceries, render unto God what's God's. If God asks you to do something for him, then don't complain. God, you know I need money for my light bill. God, you know, God, oh God, God, you know my heart. This is a bunch of ungodly, filthy junk that don't need to be in your heart, in your mouth, in your church. No, we go to God and we say, thank you, Lord. You supply all of our needs in glory through Christ. Thank you, Lord, for Alabama Power, God. They spend trillions of dollars on lines to get our fixed, on power poles, God. And they giving their hands raises, God, that they slide out there all over the place, Lord, with their crews and leave their families and all of that, Lord. And they pay them double time and all of that. They pay them after hours and all of that, Lord. And thank you for that crew. And if I need to spend a little more, God, thank you, Lord, that you supply all of my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Right? Amen. These are the ones that's on that rock. These are the ones when your car blows up, when your house gets hit with a storm. These are the ones, praise God, that you might not have the means to see things done, but you done trusted in your God, and you go to God, and you don't say, God, why me, God? If it ain't one thing, it's another. These are ungodly, unscriptural sayings that the church, some of the church people, has taught us, and I won't preach it. If you are guilty, get over it. Change gears. Get on the one. Get on the foundation up here. The Lord spoke to me just as I got up there. He said, you know, he said, they come to me and they get born again. He said, then they don't build their house. How do you build your spiritual house? The Word of God. Time with God. Fasting. Praying. The Bible says tithe. People still debate that all day long. Well, we're not under the law. That's dumb. Go down there with Jesus. I had some people here, they're going to quit church because I'm teaching tithing. And I said, did you know Jesus had something to say about the Jesus did? We looked up tithing, we couldn't find it. I said, sure you couldn't. The Bible says study. Don't get in there to prove you don't have to tithe. He can't show you where it says that. You're going in there in a wrong spirit. You're already in a wrong mindset. You're going in there to prove your conviction is wrong. You're already convicted. Convinced. So I go in there where he told the scribes and the Pharisees, and they said, well, we tithe of men and give it all. Like that. And Jesus made this statement. He said this you should have been doing all along. He said, but don't forget love, mercy, and grace. And truth. Jesus didn't say tithing was under the law. Y'all wasn't doing it anyways and getting nothing. I thought, and the Lord spoke to me right there back years ago, and he said, look, he said, you don't have to tithe. He said, I asked them to do it. If they would return to me in tithes. He said, tithes is all through the Bible. He said, it's the first part. It's the first fruit. It was the part in the Garden of Eden. I told them, eat all this, but leave this one. That one's mine. He said, I told them in the farmers, leave this little corner here for the poor folk. He said, they would leave that corner for me. He said, and I would take care of people. See, now, why I'm saying, I'm not trying to get you to tithe. This church don't pay me enough money not to preach the word. I won't quit this church. The Lord told me to come here in the will of God. So if it's enough of people that ever comes here to stone me and drag me out under the Luckies and leave me, I'm coming back in here. I'm going to be like the Apostle Paul, right? I'm going to come back, crawl back in. I won't have to get Teresa to drag me by the tailgate. That's the way you ought to be concerning truth and concerning when you know something's God's will. If you know it's God's will for you to prosper, well, then you get the Word of God and you read it. Psalm 66:12. Don't get in this. I told somebody the other day and I was kind of getting on their nerves because I'm more adamant about it now because I'm 59. You know, Social Security starts. That's depressing to me. Social Security. I've been talking to all them Social Security people without God. I mean, they ain't turning no heat on or nothing. They ain't going to get a variety pack. No, man, they're getting one pack. They're over there looking at the own sale aisle for everything. Even milk, hoping some of it's half rotten so it'll be half price. We'll go home and drink it quick. That's terrible. No, I was telling them the other day, I said, I'm not going to live off of Social Security. They wanted to come back and say, you will. You just don't want to admit you will. You will, you will, you will. I said, I'm not going to live off of it alone. Right? And I'm not going to go down yonder and sign up for five departments and beg them to give me add-ons onto something. Right? Jesus said, my word is spirit and is life. And so I told them, I said, now look, I'm saying these things. I said, in every one of us that's born again needs to get the word of God that our government is not our supply. Our food stamps are not our supply. I heard it one year, Travis. I'm telling you, when I get my income taxes back, I heard that for 4 months, D, till I got sick of hearing it. Because I knew he's coming up on that. That's one of them Mustang horses you're riding. They become one minute, and by God, they're wild the next. You better be hanging on, or you're going to get thrown off. And so finally, I told him, I heard it every day. When I get it back, I'm going to pay this off, and 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 I'm going to buy me this. So I got sick of hearing it, you know. Well, I'd been cut off a long time ago, so I had to learn to survive off of God. Yeah. And now I know the only time he's going to be blessed is from January till April. That's the only time he can see doing anything exciting for himself is from January to April. And I'm every year, and I'm like, whoo, he daily loads me up with Psalm 68. He says every day, Scott, he's loaded up with benefit. See, but these right here are wise men that build, that take the word of God and act on it. Act like it's real. Act like it's going to happen. Say it out of your mouth every day. Let the naysayers nay. But let those that shout with you, let them shout with you. Hallelujah. But anyways, I told him, I said, I'm not living off of that alone. Therefore, I am investing now. I'm saving now, right? Christians that are smart, save you $5 a week if that's all you got. $5 a week for 15 years could add up to a car. Take it to the bank. Let them put it on 2.5% interest is better than nothing. If this teenager right here works and saves $100 a month till she's 58 years old, she'll have over $1 million. She needs to know that. Christians are smarter than the world, right? I'm not working 8 jobs to get my house paid off. I believe that my house paid off early. And now I'm making payments that I'm saving now for 2 or 3 years, just like I'm making payments on that house. I have done it consistently for 3 years. I have made a house payment and saved it, and my house has been paid for. See, he gives you the money. See, now we're talking about the word. That's why I'm telling you that. That church over there ain't got no milk to go in their coffee. I mean, there's no sugar. I can't water that word down, brother. I mean, it's just the way it is. It says what it says. And I don't need to come in here with my emotion. My mama told me one time, God said, go. He said, go and tell your mama. He said, teach her tithing. I said, she's been to church her whole life, Lord. She tells me every time I mention it, God understands my heart. God knows my heart. If I could afford it, I would. It was $500 or $600 a month is all she drawed. And I told God, I said, Lord, let me pay her tithes for her. I'll pay it. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you can. He said, I don't need her money. He said, I need her heart trusting me instead of that money. And so I go down there and boy, I'm a false prophet for a week. She finally get forgive me. Let me back in. And then I sat down there and I tell her again. And then she's kind of getting a little softer, you know. And she's like, and then she says, well, God understands my heart. I said, he does, and it's not for him. Right. You're trusting in your social, your fixed income rather than him. I told her, I said, he can't open the windows of heaven in Malachi 3 for you. I said, he said he would pour out blessings. I said, you can't get none of them. I said, because the word tells you how to get them. I said, do you do that? You can't have that. So I went in there when the preacher told me on the radio. So if Satan ever tells you that preachers are just after your money, tell him he's a liar. Not all of them are. I've worked for 40 years. This church does pay me. But I don't come and ask you what I can preach. Lest you fire me. Lest you put me on the street. Right? You didn't bring me off the street. I didn't bring you off the street. I can't put you on the street. You can't put me on the street. In other words, we are not people pleasers. If I was a people pleaser, I would just told my mama, Mom, oh yes, mama, you're bedridden and it's stupid for me to even think that God would want you to give him $50 or $60 a month. Now that does sound pitiful. Because I'm thinking she's a widow woman. She can't work anymore. She asked me one time, she said, can I go pick that squash? And I said, absolutely go pick that squash. She run her roustabout out there. I told her, I said, don't get over her into the garden. I said, you'll get stuck. She was in a roustabout. There ain't no concrete. So she goes out there and picks squash off her roustabout. I bet you it took her all day to pick a half a basket. And so anyway, she calls Teresa up one time. What was I doing? I was doing my best to get my mama on the first foundation. She's born again, but she ain't never built her house on the Word of God. She's never built her spiritual life, her belief system, with any kind of resistance and went after God. That's where a lot of Christians are, sad to say it. When I'm sick, I don't lay in the bed. I get up and I think, well, God, I call those things that be not as though they are, and I do what I couldn't do. That's what faith does. Faith gets up, if I have to, and borrow a car. I borrow a car to go to church. So don't give me that. We can't make it. Just don't text me. I'm better off. 3 days later, I'm like, oh, they wasn't there. Ooh. Man, I was happy. Not that you wasn't there, but it didn't bother me. Right? Now, if you need help, we'll get an airplane. If I know what you're doing is the will of God and you need some help, by God, I'm a brother that shut up said not his bowels of compassion when he sees he has need and his brother has need. But if I see a sucker, a sucker goes to church. They just suck this money out of you, suck that out of you. Gosh, I got to get off that. Don't be a sucker. Don't be a sucker. Fact of the matter, I went to church and they paid my light bill and I wanted to burn the church down. What are y'all saying? I'm broke? It was evident that I was broke. My lights got turned off, right? What are y'all saying? I'm broke? Later on, I'm like, man, what was I thinking? Devilish. But I didn't, but God, I'm not going back. That church, they paid my light bill. What are they saying? We're broke. We didn't say nothing. We're trying to help you. Right? Because we know you can pay our light bill as soon as you want to. God tells you to pay our light. Well, you don't need the money. I didn't say we did. But if God tells you to pay my $900 light bill, just hop on your little wagon. Don't even call me. Go down there and say, Scotty Weston's. Just pay it, and I'll just be praising God with you. Right? But I wrote some things down here. Are you getting anything? Hallelujah. Don't get upset with God. Just get up and do different, man. If you see something in your life that I don't know where you at. For all I know, you're fine. I'm fine. But when God wants to take me higher, He brings me knowledge. Knowledge of how I'm thinking. Knowledge of the Word. Taxes, Lord. You know the government's crooked. Facebook will teach you stupid. And if you're a Christian, you're supposed to be wiser than that. Jesus said, render unto Caesar what Caesar. Now, I believe God for favor every year. God, I thank you for favor. You will rebuke the devourer for me, God. God, I will pay what's fair. It will be fair, and praise God. And then I pray for my tax lady. God, help her, Lord. And then I have said it many, many times. God, I want to go in there and complain. God, I want to go in there and tell them what's wrong with these stupid people. They started out 25%, now they want 45%. What's wrong with these stupid people working, blah, 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 blah. I could go in there and she wasn't having a bad day. I was her bad day coming to the door. And I've went in there many times and told God, God, it is what it is, God. And God, help me to go in there, Lord, and be happy. Let my light shine. See, it ain't just let your light shine when you're honking your horn going down listening to your boogie rap. Ooh, Jesus is Lord. Ho! Went the other day, and drove 1 hour and a half to find out the dude wasn't the brightest bub in the box. I drove 1 hour and a half, and I asked that dude 3 times before I drove. I was looking for a bed for my truck. And Nauvoo. So I'm going to Nauvoo. And so I sent him a message. I said, man, are you sure now? It's 7x8. 7 wide, 8 tall. And he come back with a voice message. Man, it is what I say it is. If I said it is, then that's what it is. I'm going down the road and I'm pulling a trailer. Went off and just blasted me. I thought, well, it's a 7x8. So I get down there and they come in there and I go out there with my tape measure and it's a 8 foot by 9 foot. Come off a 1 ton, mine's a 3/4 ton. And I'm standing there and I'm thinking, I wished I had Teresa's pistol out of her glove compartment right now because there's 3 of these guys. I'm over here in Nauvoo Church, won't never find out nothing about it. We're out in the backwoods. They didn't even have directions in there. Sent me to another place, and then had to drive 5 miles. And I thought, liars. And so I thought, well, you know what? Look, God, I can take all 3 of them. I'll catch that one with this post right here when he steps by. Bam, and I'll lay him out. And then when the other one starts this way, I'll jump out of that tree and I'll get him because I want the one down under that truck. See, y'all quiet, but that's what you do. That is the nature of the flesh. And because it costs me, right? And so I get out there, praise the Lord. Now, either I am on the rock or I built it on the sand. Now, if you ain't never built, you're in good shape because you're getting foreknowledge right now. But if you out been building and you put that word in and you've never used it, you've never bear fruit with it some 30, 60, or 100, then you've let that word be on shallow ground. That means when the pressure comes, you blow up. Told Teresa this morning, I was standing by the heater, got a wall heater there, and she comes by and she bumps me when she comes by. And I said, hey, I said, you don't do that again. I said, you'll be fried on the side. What I meant is I'm going to shove you over in that heater and hold you there for a few minutes and teach you a lesson. She turned around. She said, yeah, rah, 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 whatever she was saying. I don't remember what she was saying. I was just being funny, Johnny. So I went in there and she blah, 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 blah. You know, and so I went through there, and I went in there and started getting my clothes on. I come back at their door, and I said, "Hey." She said, "Yeah." I said, "You know them little ducks that you squeeze, and they go, quack, quack, quack. Y'all know what I'm talking about, quack, or dog, or whatever." I said, they don't say nothing till they're squeezed. Right? So now I'm over there in Nauvoo. I'm a pastor. Besides that, I'm a Christian. Besides that, I'm trying to teach my grandkids not anger, right? Not to forgive. I mean, to forgive, right? All of that's hanging on me. Out there in Nauvoo in the backwoods, it cost me $60 worth of fuel and 4 hours. And so I didn't even go back. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to get in my truck and I'm leaving. And so I do that. I tell that dude, he said, "What is it, bud?" Not the one I was talking to. I said, "Well, look, man, it's fine." I said, "I drove 1.5 hours to find out that that guy's not the brightest bulb in the box." And so I go get in my truck, and he goes that way to where they're at, and I turn around, and I get out there, and then I get a text. "Hey, what's wrong, bud?" And I'm not Bud, Richard. He says Bud. He don't mean nothing by it. But I'm like, I'm not Bud. It's kind of like coming to God, to your boss. "Good morning, boss. What we got going on today?" We don't do that, do we, Johnny? We go in, if we're supposed to see our boss before work, we don't go in and slap his hat back and, "Hey, boss, how's it going?" No, we go in there and say, "Sir, what do we got today? Which way do I go today?" How many knows our Heavenly Father's kind of like that? We go in there out of honor to Him. He's not our sugar daddy. He's like Teresa said, He's not in control of everything. He's give us control and dominion. Well, anyways, I thought, you know what? I owe the guy honesty. And so I told him, I said, "Well," I said, "yes, the problem is I drove 1.5 hours. I said, "And you told me that it was the size, and you jumped my case for me asking you 3 times if it was that size." I said, "Because you knew and I knew that I was going to drive 1.5 hours up here just to get this bed." I said, "You need to go back in our conversations. You owe people truth, but not out of anger." I said, "You need to go back in our conversations and then listen to your voice message that you sent me." And then I said, "Because it didn't take me just with the tape measure to find out that you are not the brightest bulb in the box." And then I told him, I said, "And you are part of the problem of marketplace." See, me and you need to do what we say that we're going to do. Right? We are Christians. He's a sinner. I know he's a sinner. And so I told him, I said, "You're part of the problem of marketplace. That we can't trust what you say, so it's trying to make me not buy stuff that I need and people not sell stuff that they need to sell." Beep. Somebody asked me, "What'd he say?" What could he say? Right? It's like God telling me, you're going to do things my way or you're not going to have my stuff. Back under when I was 28. I guess he had to talk to me real firm. Because some of us want to think that we're kind of hard-headed. God is not. God is humble, meek, and lowly. Jesus said, "Learn I am," and quit talking back. Quit giving all your knowledge out that you think you know a lot when you only know a little. I have the opportunity all the time to tell people how to fix their stuff. And I know a lot about some things. But I keep my mouth shut because they ain't none of my business. I'm going to build my house on the rock. I'm going to have my stuff. I've got my marriage together in Jesus' name. Somebody says, well, you're just bragging. No, somebody told me one time, he said, well, me and my wife has never had an argument. I said, man, that's great. That's great. They've been married a few months. We've never had one. I said, well, just hold on. I said, when it comes, don't be shocked. Because, you know, that kind of stuff wears out after a little while. Then there's got to be toilet scrubbed and kids took care of and wiped noses and, you know, and all of that. And I expect Teresa to cook me something to eat.
Well, that's got to work.
Well, don't pick me something to eat. I'll just go get independent, me and God. And then you're going to reap from your Lord. Right? He says, wives, submit yourself to the husband. That was not the one that boy that hold that little baby. I know I got to close. We're in a rush. We're in church. I mean, we go to the movies. We know it's 3 hours long. And we get sick and tired of them all them advertisements because they want you to come back. And you sit there 45 minutes watching the advertisement. I don't hear you leaving there saying, we're never coming back. My God, y'all ought not to do that to us. Now, you gripe a little bit about it, and that's fine. You shouldn't even gripe about it. If you go the first time and you gripe about the movies the way they're trying to sell you something, another movie, you know, and you go there again, that tells me a lot about you. You are a gripe box and you're looking for somewhere to go have a party. All right? Hallelujah. So, people say it, Lord, this marriage, I've about had it. You see how my husband is. I just can't hardly take it anymore. Instead of going to him, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in me. God, fix me. God, help me. Help me, Lord. Nobody is my Lord but you. This wife, Lord, ain't that what Adam said? This woman you put down here with me, she the reason why I sinned. Teresa's never coached me to work. If I sin, I want to. I mean, she's going through a long time. It's been a long time ago. She's going through and she needs some painkiller. And I mean, you know, it's late at night and I thought, well, my God, you know, I knew somebody would sell you painkillers. So I drove down there to Hansville. Pastor Scotty drove to Hansville. And I picked up a drug deal. But God, and I mean, anybody will sell me drugs. We know you, Pastor. We ain't going to say nothing. I'm like, well, just come on and testify. I don't care. Just need to give me them. She's in pain. I know I'm illegal here, but I'm trying to help my wife out of pain. That's a true story. I said, I'm not going to try to hide it and repent, and, you know, or nothing like that. But I'm thinking, well, we'll use these for a little bit and get her healing going. And so I left there, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm a drug dealer. I'm a drug dealer again. I'm born again, and I'm going over here buying drugs illegally. I'm buying illegal pills. You know, and they're like, if you need us anymore, call us. We know she's in pain. Liar, you just made $5 a pop off me. You ain't care if she's in pain. You hope she don't get healed by Jesus. And I keep on coming back. But I left and I thought, oh, Jesus, man, I'm a dope dealer again, Lord. Well, you know, Satan could bring them thoughts. And you know what? I could not cast them out. Johnny, I couldn't. I did it. See, if I'm complaining and all of that, then I want to believe God for my bill. Satan says, you ain't getting nothing. You ain't nothing but a complainer. And then it's hard to believe while you're complaining. Right after you get, well, I left there and I just told that dude that and ended it. And I thought, I will not say nothing else. No matter what he says, I will not say nothing else. Because that man ain't got the power to get me in the flesh. Because in the flesh, I'll burn the whole place down over there. I'm not a big guy, but I'm not scared. And I'm not going back to that old man. Just not going to happen. Not going to happen. He still tries it. 24 years of pastoring, and he still tries to get me in the flesh. It's unbelievable. He believes he's going to do it one day. I don't believe he will. Well, then I'm down and I'm like, well, but God, I didn't tell him I'm fixing to get on Facebook. I'm going to let him know. I'm going to let the world know that this sapsucker, this deadbeat, boy, my mind's going crazy. And I'm like, pull off the road. This feels like I need to do this. This feels like I feel pretty good about this. Pull off the road. Let everybody know this dude in Nauvoo. Liar. He abused me. Don't y'all care? Y'all ought to go on Facebook. You ever talk about my pastor again? And I told Travis one time, I said, look, I don't need you to defend me. He's over getting on to people because they're saying things about me. They say things about him, and I just like, you don't know, you could be right or you could not. Hey, some of them said stuff about y'all, and I'm like, probably. Yeah, what does it matter? You're not going to pull me out into the flesh. That's what it matters. Because my house is in there, my cars, my future, my finances, but God, is all in staying in a right spirit and standing on the foundation, building my house on Jesus Christ through the Word of God, how I think, what I believe, what I say. If I never say the wrong thing, praise God, I will take care of my whole life, James said. You don't say the wrong stuff. I can't afford it. I don't know what we're going to do. Well, black God, if it wasn't one thing, it's another. You got to get all of that conversation out. When you go to God, you tell God, thank you, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let this that I'm dealing with, let your will be done in me, Lord. If it needs to change me, God, glory to God, here I am, Lord. Don't gripe about your light bill. If you don't want to pay it, cut your lights off and you won't never deal with that again. If you don't like to pay a water bill, cut your water off and don't have no water and go to the river. Men, Teresa went, you will survive. But main thing is don't gripe and complain about anything, especially with your tax people. I'm hipping you, D. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we pray.